This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Fort Wayne farmer Don Weiss. And Don is a member of the executive committee of the United Soybean Board. And I know, Don, first off, congratulations. This is something I know you've been involved for many years at the state level. You're involved in your community. You're involved at a number of different levels. And having this opportunity to serve on the executive committee of the United Soybean Board again, I'm sure is just great news for you.
Well, thank you, Eric. And you know, I think back, and boy, time flies when you're having fun, right? But I think back to an article that I read in an ag publication years ago, and it was talking about our soy checkoff and how to get involved at our state board in Indiana. And if you were interested in running for that state board to apply. And at that time, I was interested and still am interested in what is happening and how we're investing our soybean checkoff dollars to promote our industry. And so, you know, I think about going through that process and becoming a leader on the Indiana Soybean Alliance. And now with United Soybean Board and promoting our industry, very important. And just a word of encouragement to anyone listening out there to get involved. It's a fantastic industry that we're a part of as soybean farmers. And they're always looking for that next leader.
Well, Don, talk to me a little bit about what it is that the focus is here in 25. I mean, obviously, always the focus is, I hear it all the time, moving the pile. Taking that pile of soybeans and moving it into whatever market we can to drive that demand for soybean growers in Indiana and across the country. What are you working on specifically with the United Soybean Board as part of the executive committee to try to drive that demand?
Good question, Eric. And naturally, we have a large pile of soybeans that we grow in the United States each year. So we can't just have one initiative, right? We need to be aggressive in a lot of different areas. 2025 is off to a great start. I'm really excited to see some of the initiatives that are underway. Some that I would highlight to your audience today is this increased development of the high oleic soybean program. Not only does it differentiate our soybean oil and gives us opportunity in new markets, new end users, but we're also seeing a lot of progress here quickly, including that high oleic soybean into the dairy rations, you know, that is leading, you know, the reason for that is that we're, you know, seeing at the dairy level, you know, that higher milk fat concentration and yield. So, again, a lot of energy around that. Naturally, there is a lot of focus also being spent on trying to stay on top of and involved in bringing that sustainable soybean oil and positioning that into sustainable aviation fuel market that is developing, and any other renewable fuels that would be able to include that sustainable soybean oil that we have here in the U.S.
Don,
those are just a couple.
Yeah, I know there are a ton that are in the pipeline. I mean, you can take a look at the pipeline, I'm sure, on the United Soybean Board website and see all the different things that are going on. I want to touch on the high oleic thing here for a moment, because this is something that the United Soybean Board, the Indiana Soybean Alliance, there's been a lot of investment here from soybean growers, the soybean checkoff, and Indiana in particular has been a leader in this front, on this high oleic venture, and a lot of farmers have been able to take advantage of a lot of these premiums that have been coming through for these farmers. This is a good thing all around, right?
When I think about some of the key programs that have developed during my time on the state level at Indiana, or now with the United Soybean Board, high oleic has to be in the top three in regards to programs that have brought value back to the farm. And you mentioned Indiana. Of course, Indiana and Ohio were really the starting point of high oleic soybeans in the U.S. And so we continue to be a strong marketplace, the leading marketplace for high oleic soybeans in the U.S. And the premiums have moved a little bit each year, Eric, but at the same time, a lot of value coming back to the farm level by that soybean checkoff dollar that's been invested into this program. I would like to point out, though, now that, you know, as we look at trying to expand this program, you know, you look at 2024, look back to 2024, you know, farmers in 16 states now raised high oleic soybeans. So it is expanding. There is a real opportunity here. And, you know, we mentioned, you know, the dairy markets already, but at the same time, a lot of opportunity in food applications. And we're really hopeful to, you know, grow the industrial uses for this. A lot of positive data showing that this could work well in some of these industrial uses as well.
As far as United Soybean Board is concerned, I know that there are, you know, some strategic priorities, and I just kind of want to hit high level here. One of them, infrastructure and connectivity. Can you touch on that and some of the investments that are being made there? I would assume that a lot of that might be related to just how we get soybeans from place to place. And Mike Steenhook and his team with the Soy Transportation Coalition might be part of that.
Naturally, you mentioned it and hit the nail on the head. We at USB, we work with a lot of other partners in the ag industry, and the Soy Transportation Coalition, with Mike Steenhook as the lead, is one of those key partners. And, you know, we're working together where USB can offer research and evaluation of what projects make the most sense in regards to infrastructure. You know, I would definitely highlight the dredging of the Mississippi River not too long ago, just making those key improvements to reduce costs in regards to shipping those soybeans to whatever marketplace, right? You know, we go to a lot of different directions, a lot of different markets with our, not only our soybeans, but our soybean products and our livestock. And so having that, those improvements in the infrastructure to bring those costs down to ship those products, very important, very key to bringing value back to the family farm.
Don, another priority, health and nutrition. I think we've touched on this a little bit with the high oleic stuff, but I'll let you touch on more there.
Well, in regards to the health and nutrition, you know, I think about the work that we're doing on our supply side. You know, it's easy for us as farmers to think about demand, and naturally very important. You know, when we think about demand side exports and livestock feeds and the animal markets. But at the same time, as you mentioned, health and nutrition, I think it's very important to point out there's a lot of work being done on the supply side. And you know, we think about the work being done to bring better soybean varieties to the marketplace that are higher in quality and bringing different values back to the animal feed markets, pet food markets. And not only that, but, you know, we're also focused on drought tolerance and water resistant, flood resistant varieties as well, just to be able to give us a better return back to our acre at the family farm level.
And then the third priority, innovation and technology. My mind immediately goes to you know, the shoes that go on our feet that soybeans are in, with some of the Skechers and the tires that I just recently put on my family van here not too long ago that are made of soybeans as well. But I know that there are other things also.
Yeah, when you think about a lot of different marketplace opportunity, this is the area of USB where there is a lot of opportunity for increased value. And, you know, the work being done to bring soybean products, in this case, in the ones you mentioned, soybean oil, into some of these petroleum-based markets, whether it be the Skechers shoes or the treatments being put on plywood. You know, there are a lot of opportunities here for additional investment on the innovative side to replace some of those petroleum products with sustainable soybean oil and being able to be a more environmentally friendly product out there in some of these areas that are currently being targeted for not so environmentally friendly currently.
And again, Don, you talked about it off the top here about getting involved. I think that you know, people see this money, you know, when farmers go and they sell their beans, they see this checkoff money going somewhere, and maybe they hear an interview like this one and they think, okay, this might sound kind of neat, but, you know, I guess the thing, it is their money. It's farmers' money. And a lot of people have attacked the checkoff, and that's a more political thing. We don't need to go there. But the fact of the matter is, the soybean checkoff is bringing value back to the farm, and there is an opportunity for people to get involved in that and help bring even more back, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you think about our ag industry, we're no different than any other industry. We need to actively invest and promote our industry and position our products in order to get the best rate of return back to the family farm. And in 2024, I would like to highlight our most recent return on investment study on soy checkoff dollars. And, you know, happy to report, you know, when you look at all factors, and you can't get into the details here on this this conversation, Eric, but, you know, for every dollar invested over the past 5 years, every dollar of soy checkoff money invested, we have seen a $12.30 turn back to the family farm for every one of those dollars invested. That is huge money. That is why we do what we do. You highlighted bringing in new leaders. And if someone's listening to this and has an interest, I would definitely encourage them to make a phone call to anyone that's currently sitting on their state board or and the United Soybean Board, and have that initial conversation, have that, you know, initial reach out to get involved, because great things are happening in the soy industry and the ag industry, and I would encourage anyone that has interest to be a part of it.